It's considerably more complicated than that. We just use three tracks. But a group like the Pink Floyd, as we saw at the beginning, will go into the studio, spend days, weeks, and even months there, and they'll use no less than eight tracks.
Anyway, once we've laid that down, we can select any point at all for Nicky to pick up, can't we?
How are we going to track
it? All this talk to their producer, Norman Smith, about which instruments should be laid down on each track.
Well, is there a rhythm?
I can't tell you what I think would make more sense. If Roger puts in her first of all, performance in there, do some vocal. So that we can then time exactly where to pick up the next section. Does that make sense?
Here is the 8-track machine.
We should do that.
Wonderful. You look at the heads, you can actually see the separation on them. And the tape itself, which is now being loaded by the tape engineer, is about an inch wide as opposed to the quarter inch which you'd see on an ordinary domestic tape recorder. Sitting next to the producer on a session like this, you have your panel engineer. And he is the most important part of the operation. The moment you see the console, and you'll understand why. It's like the engine room of a ship. From this vast collection of knobs and mixers and VU meters, you're going to come, finished recording. No mean task is it to be able to man that. Bits of the Pink Floyd's recording session. I'd hate for you to think that everything is all done and finished and put in the can in 5 minutes. A lot of work. The Beatles took 6 months to do Sgt. Pepper, which, let's face it, was a great album. Thank you very much indeed, anyway, for joining us. I'd like to thank Ed Lee, and with the Pink Floyd still at it, we'll see you at the same time next week.